Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, the CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. God has used the word fabulous to encourage me to excellence in all that I do on His program. And I am so glad, and I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. God told me that I am a customer service agent for Him, and my job is to service souls by encouraging them through His Word. So that's what I'm here today to do, to encourage you through His Word. And I get joy when I think about that the Lord could have chosen anybody else to do this, but He chose me. And I am excited about what God is doing in my life. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. And I like to say it, and I've heard Joyce Myers say it, I am practicing the God habit. So that's the habit that I have. Yes, I have a habit. I surely do. Practicing and living God's Word. And, you know, I am excited about that. I find that the more that I live God's Word, the better it gets, the better that it gets, and the better I feel about living this life. It's just like being filled up to the brim, and this is what's coming out from the inside. It's the Word on the inside encouraging me to live it on the outside. So I'm excited. I'm excited about God on today and what He's doing in my life. What about you? And that's what I'm here for, to encourage you so that you too, if you're not, to be excited about the Lord, about His Word, about what God is doing in your life. And if you are, I just want to encourage you the more to keep that excitement, because God is soon to come. And we don't want to be like the five foolish virgins that did not keep their lamps trimmed and burning. Yes, 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 each one of us, we have a lamp. But the difference is, are you keeping it trimmed and burning? Yes. Are you doing that? or are you just going through the motions? There was a time that I did just that. I just went through the motions. But the Lord began to teach me that there is a difference between living and existing. And what God has done for me, to live is Christ, to die is gain. But to just exist is just going through the motions. I don't want to go through the motions. I want to live. And since God, thank you, God, thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, and since he introduced me to living, woo, thank you, Lord, I magnify God for this. He introduced me to living. Yes, you can live no matter what people try to do to you, no matter what they say, no matter how they treat you, you can learn to live through Jesus, and he will teach us how to do just that, not just existing for the cause. Ooh, just not going to the church building because that's what we've been taught to do. But God wants a relationship with us. Yes, he do. That's what Jesus died for. He died for relationship because he wanted us to be connected to him again. So on today, I thank God for you for listening in on today. And I want to encourage you to arise, Clay. Hear my words. Hear the words of the Lord. Do them and live. That's what I come today to encourage you with. So, but before we get into that, arise, Clay. Hear my words, do them, and live. I want us to talk to the Lord, have a word of prayer. We're going to pick up our prayer phones, and we are going to talk to God for a little bit. Just like, and I love it, that God has just kind of shown me what prayer is. You know, that you can just dial your phone, get on your phone and dial PRAYER. And if you do that, you call him up and you get in touch and you can tell him what you want. It doesn't matter what it is. It don't make no difference how bad you think you've been. You can call God up and you can tell him about it. You can repent and he will set you on the right road again. Repent. So if you need to repent, ask God to forgive you, do that. Do that. Get on the right road and come and go with me. Whatever that situation is in your life on today, and you need the Lord's help, well, come on and go with me. Bring your minds in and let's talk to the Lord about it, because he's the only one that has the answer. He truly knows what to do and who to talk to, who to tell about it. God knows all of that. And we can go to our friends and we can talk to them about it, but they don't have an answer for us. They don't really know what we need to do, but God do. He knows exactly what we need to do. So let's talk to him. Already, bring your minds on in and get in your mind what you need God to do for you on this afternoon. Most gracious Father, we come to you on today, Lord. First of all, Lord, we want to thank you for being so good to us, Lord. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And, Father, we want to thank you for that. We find nobody like you, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. You are a heart fixer, a mind regulator. No matter what it is that we need, God, hallelujah, Jesus. You, God, you're the answer to everything, God. You are the answer, and we thank you for it right now, Lord. We come asking that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way, God. Forgive us, Lord. If we haven't said that to you, Lord, forgive us for the things that we've done, that we've thought, the way that we've acted, Lord, that was wrong in your sight, God. Please forgive us, Lord, and we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you that you're great in our lives, God, and that you're worthy of every praise, God, that we give unto you, Lord. And we come praising you, God, thanking you so much, Lord, for all that you do, God, for our families, God. Thank you this morning, of this afternoon, God. We thank you for them right now, God. Every one of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know about them. You know their needs. You know the situations in our lives today, God. And we ask that you would give us how? Give us the wisdom, Lord. You said if a man lack wisdom, to let him ask. And we come asking today, Lord, for wisdom, God. How to do, God. When to do. And how much to do, Lord. How to say no, God, when we need to, Lord. And how to say yes, Lord, when you tell us to, God. And we thank you for that right now, Lord. Now, Lord, would you go into the hospitals? Go into the nursing homes, God. Walk up and down the hallways, God. Go in and visit with your people, Lord. Touch, heal, deliver, God. And set free, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, God. Go into the homes of your people, oh God. This is domestic violence, Lord. In the name of Jesus, go in, Lord, and arrest, oh God, the hearts of the minds of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, that are being abusive to your people, God. The children, oh God. Have mercy today, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us, God, listening ears, oh God, to hear, God, to hear you, Lord, to hear the instructions of the Lord, that we get it right, that we do it right, Lord, that we do what's pleasing in your sight, God. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God. To delight in you, God. To commit to your ways, God. To trust you, God. And then shine. Shine, Lord, for you. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. Would you go into the churches and bless, God, every church that's open and representing you, God. Representing you and representing you well, God. In the name of Jesus, go there, Lord, and bless. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would bind Satan, God, on every hand, Lord. Bind him. Cast him out, Lord. Show him up, God, for who he is, God. Show Satan up, God, for who he is, Lord. In the name of Jesus, show him up, God. Show him up, God. Show him up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it right now, Lord. Let your people go free, God. Let them go free, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now, God, asking that you would bind sickness, God, in the name of Jesus. Bind it, Lord. I speak to your sickness in the name of Jesus. And I command that you loose your hope on God's people. Loose your hope in the name of Jesus. Loose your hope right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the elders, God. Look on your ministers, Lord, your missionaries, your bishops, mothers, God, of the churches, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, and we magnify your holy name. We ask that you would look on the bereaved families, God, everywhere, Lord. Look on the bereaved families, God, in the name of Jesus. You are the only one, God, that know how to comfort a soul. Would you comfort today, God? Comfort Missionary Glover today on today, God, in the name of Jesus. The Jones family, God, comfort them today, God. And all of them, God, all of them, Lord, that have lost loved ones, God, would you comfort them today? For you know how, God. You know how to do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you, and we magnify you, and we give you all the glory and all of the praise, God. And we thank you. And, Lord, thank you for your anointing on today, God. For you have anointed us, God, to share your word. Thank you for that, God. Nobody like you, God. And I thank you today, God. You said that if I would acknowledge you in all of my ways and my doings, that you, God, that you would direct me. And I thank you, Lord, for direction. Thank you for that, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your direction. For you are God. You are God. And I thank you today. Thank you for the lives that have tuned in, oh God, that have been encouraged by your word that you give, God. For I know that it's nobody but you. And I thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray today. And we thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 We thank God. Thank God. We thank God for prayer on today. For prayer is always in order. Said that man ought to always pray and never faint. Well, if you pray, you won't faint. But if you faint, you're not praying. So we need to pray so that we won't faint by the wayside. God is our strength and our life. Allow him to come in and sup with you and give you just how to do it. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, let God come in and let him help you with it. And he'll give you just how to get it done. Well, we thank God. We thank him for prayer. And if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. Another way that you can leave your request is that All Nations Christian Center have an app. You can download that app, and you can go through there, and you can leave your prayer request on that app. Yes, you can do that. Now, if you have an idea or you'd like to be on my show, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Or if you need a motivational encourager at your event, you can go to that same email address and email. Tell me what it is that you would have me do. And I will do that. I will do that. And I just thank God for his many blessings. Now, if you have a testimony that you would like to share, I'm here live and in living color for the next 9 minutes, and you can call 347-850-8928, and you can share the goodness of the Lord. You know, we need to boast more about God's goodness, what the Lord is doing. If other people, and if they can boast about the things that they're doing, we can boast about the goodness of our God. I boast everywhere I go. I'm telling it, telling about the goodness of the Lord, because God is good, and he's worthy of every one of our praises. So I'm going to tell it everywhere I go. Yes, I am. I'm boasting in the goodness of God. So you can run and tell that I'm boasting in the Lord, for I am. God is good to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I magnify him for it on today. So arise, clay. Hear my words. Not May Francis' words, but hear God's word. Do them and live. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. Many people hear, but they never do. They get in trouble because they don't do. They've heard. They've been taught. And they can repeat the word back to you. Even the wino, the prostitute, they know the word, but they need to see somebody living it. The living epistle of whoever. Sometimes this is the only Bible that people will ever read, and that's the epistle of Mary, the epistle of John, the epistle of whoever you are. Your life may be the only book that they pick up and read. So be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only, clay. Arise, clay. We are the clay because God made us from the dirt, from the ground, from the dirt of the ground. He made us out of clay. So hear God's word, people, clay. Do them and live. To live is Christ. Do the book, Mother Crouch used to say. So we are talking from Jeremiah, the 18th chapter on today. And we are the clay. God used Jeremiah to send a message to the people. Will you receive the message? Do you receive the word when you go to church on Sundays? What do you go for? Do you go just because that's what you were taught to do, to go to church on Sundays? Or do you go because you have a relationship with God, and that is, the church is the saint's hospital, and you go there to get renewed, refreshed, to do a work for the Lord, to get busy, to stay encouraged in the things of the Lord? The world got a whole lot of stuff going on. So we need to keep our focus looking right on to get a job done on God's program. Look at Noah. He built that ark. He didn't stop building it. People came up and, "What you doing, Noah?" And he told them. He gave them the message that the Lord gave him. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. But did they hear? No. They kept on partying. But that's all right. That's them. But we have to be responsible and do the things that God has given us to do. So even though, keep on telling them, it's going to rain. They may not be hearing you, but keep on doing your part. Do what God has given you to do. Keep telling them that it's going to rain after a while. And it is. So God gave Jeremiah a message. And will you receive the message on today? Whatever you're doing that is displeasing to God, this is the message. Stop it now. Tomorrow may be too late. You may not even get over until tomorrow. If you are hearing the word on today, you may not even get over until tomorrow. Now is the acceptable time. So God told Jeremiah, said, arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will cause you to hear my words. What has God told you to do? What has he told you to do? He wanted to give you a message to share. He gave you a dream to share. But he wants to encourage you to help somebody else. So arise, Clay. Hear my words. Do them and live. So God told him to get up and go down, and I want you to visit the potter's house. Now, who was the potter? The potter, he made pots. He got on his little machine, and he made pots with his hand, pots out of clay and water. And there I'll cause you to hear my words. Then I went down. So Jeremiah, he went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. He was making a pot. He was making a pot on the wheel. He was on the wheel. Sometimes, do you think we need to get back on the wheel because we have got off of where God was directing us? Do we need to get back on the wheel so God can make us all over again? And the vessel that he made of clay was marred. So that pot that he made, it was messed up. The pot was messed up. It was marred in the hand of the potter. Don't we get messed up in life? Don't life can throw us a punch and we get messed up? We get off from following God's plan that he's already set for us. We get off of it. We get marred. But then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, said the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in mine. O house of Israel, we are clay in the hands of the Lord. Let him mold and make us to who he wants us to be, because he is our leader. He is our director. And if we allow God, he will mold and make us into beautiful butterflies, to do the will of God, to do his will. The instant I speak concerning the faith and concerning the kingdom, to pluck up or to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken turn from his evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. And the instant I speak concerning the nation and concerning the kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good with which I say it. I would benefit it. It's up to God. We're in his hands, Clay. Arise, Clay. Hear my words. Hear God's words. Do them and live. All right. Until the next time, Be encouraged. Dr. Fabulous is signing off. Bye-bye.